vidíš livad, puna mrtvi. Ovo je zemlja, puna krv.
This is Mevlidin. He survived Europe's biggest massacre since World War II. Men and boys were rounded up from his town and taken to schools like this one.
Mi smo bili ovako. Evo. E, meni čovjek sedi ovdje. Znači, mi smo bili nabijeni, evo ovako. Čovjek pa ne ure svijet, ne može, ni tam nima, on samo obisi glavu. I onda kad sam vidio da vežu oči da daju vodu, nije onaj, znao sam da nije u redu.
Then they were taken to these fields and shot. Amongst the dead, his father, brother, and cousins.
Tu sam ležao, no. Znači, tačno ovdje bila gromca. Obišao sam pored, nije još ovdje.
He survived by playing dead and then escaping to safety. So where, when, and why did this happen? It was before my time. So let's go back to 1995, to Bosnia. Mevlidin was a young man living in the town of Srebrenica, which was the scene of this massacre. More than 8,000 Muslim Bosniaks, mostly boys and men, were executed. Yugoslavia had been falling apart after the fall of communism in the early 1990s, with individual republics seeking independence. Slovenia was the first to break away from the Yugoslav Federation and gain its independence. Croatia too then began to fight the Serbs and later the Muslims in Bosnia for its own independence. And the president of Serbia, Slobodan Milosevic, a Serb, used nationalism and the military to fight for a greater Serbia and its interests. Which brings us to Bosnia, a melting pot of religions and cultures. Croats, Catholic, Serbs, Orthodox Christian, and Bosniaks, Muslim. Croatia and Serbia were keen to claim areas mostly populated by their people, which left Bosniaks fighting for the survival of their country. Back at the school, before Mevlidin was sent to the field to be shot, he came face to face with the man known as the Butcher of Bosnia.
I on je došao, zavrao ono, rukave, pričuje, gleduje po sali, razmatruo, gleduje, ono, no, sa njima nešto pričuo. I znači, on je, nije on bio možda jedno dva, tri minuta, nije više. Smijuje se, znaš, ono, smije se i ono, gleda nas.
The man Mevlidin is describing is Ratko Mladic, the general in charge of the Bosnian Serb military. Many of those involved in the war have been tried and convicted, and some of those have served their sentences and are living free today. Besides Serbs, there are Croats and Bosniaks amongst them. As of today, Mladic has spent over 6 years in the Hague Tribunal, awaiting the verdict on his charges of war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. Mevlidin is haunted by the loss of his father, brother, and cousins, and also by the fact he recognizes Serbs around here from those killing fields.
Mladic je jedan čovjek. I on će doživotno dobiti, sigurno. Znači, to je garant. Ali, 1000 mladića ima na slobode, koji hodaju, smiju se meni u obraz, koji pljuju meni u obraz, koji gledaju meni u obraz. I oni hodaju slobodno.